Welcome to 620 Patio. I'm your host, Shane TBG, and my hostess with the mostest.
I'm Lucky Me.
First, we're going to get into a song, and then we will get the computer rolling and take right off after this song, and we will be there in a second. Welcome, Cindy. Welcome to come up on the panel. Meet yourself. Technical difficulties.
Please stand by.
Well, I guess we'll just go into the show since I don't want to play now. There we go. Sorry about that. People all around the world. Technical difficulty. Welcome, everybody, 620 Patio, a Lagunaut Media production. And tonight, we are doing listener request, as we promised in our first or second episode that we would do that. And tonight's request was boundaries.
Yep, setting boundaries. So we are going to just kind of touch on the topic, and we ask, you know, if the panel would like to participate, just, you know, just kind of shout it out.
Yeah, we'll try to do what we can.
Yeah.
First of all, I'd like to welcome Herbal Talk with Shelby to the room.
Hello,
how are you
hello.
Doing tonight?
I'm doing well.
Doing well. Get your dinner taken care of and have a good dinner with all that Cracker Barrel stuff.
For lunch, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, was that lunch? That wasn't that long
ago,
actually.
Yeah, it was
actually.
Lunch.
That was a late lunch. Anyway, and welcome to Caps and Miss Cindy in the room. And
hello, Caps and Cindy.
Yeah, we got Caps and Cindy and Cindy. And yeah, that's how it goes. Lucky me.
Yeah.
The queen of my our podcast.
That's right.
Lucky me. That's right. So, hey, let's get started in the show with boundaries, because everybody needs some boundaries now and then, whether it's work, at home, coworkers, friends, family, of course, spouses, dogs, cats, whatever you want to throw in there. I need some boundaries. From
you
that
can
shit.
Set boundaries with the cat. Please share.
Right.
Did you know, without even speaking, you can set boundaries with strangers?
Oh, yeah, you can. Because really? I'm just getting the old stink eye. I'm like, get out of my way.
Yes.
I'm a big
so,
guy, too. So they
exactly.
Kind of
if you
kind of like,
puff up, maybe yeah. they would take that body language and kind of back away
right.
or whatever. Or, ooh, that guy means, you know, he's looking, he's surely he's looking over my head.
Right.
You know. So, yeah, you can set boundaries with strangers and not even have to be verbal.
Yeah. Really? Tell me about that.
I just did.
Okay. Well, you know,
right.
one of the welcome Sue UK. Appreciate it. You know, one of the things, you know, there's signs that really you need to set boundaries, right?
How do you know? How would you know if you needed to set boundaries?
Oh, you know, that you rarely say no.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh, something's ready.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. We'll get in a second. It's okay. Still cooking. I can't smell it yet. When I can smell it, it's done. It's getting there. It's almost there.
Almost there.
Well, you know, if.
So a person that says yes or okay, I'll take care of that or whatever, never yeah, says no, that is a person that is screaming they need to set boundaries.
Sue made me laugh. Sorry.
Oh.
Cooking, laughing,
oh, alarm. That was a smoke alarm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Right. If you really say no.
Yes.
Yeah. It's okay. Tough. It's tough to say no sometimes, you know.
Yes.
Really is. I think I can assist to that. Maybe Lucky can too. I'm pretty sure she can. Maybe you don't want to disappoint someone when you say no.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
yes.
Pretty, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Or maybe you don't want to admit that you are already feeling overwhelmed and you can't add one more thing to your little to-do list. And that happens a lot between
yes, it
people.
Does.
Everybody, I mean, I think everybody around the world could figure that one out. You might find it's also tough to say no to someone you want to like you. Of course,
mm-hmm,
not
yes.
me, because I don't really give one way or another. I'll leave it like that. But, you know, if you're scared someone's going to ban you or be upset with you,
mm-hmm,
it's tough to say no.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Like with your kids or, you know, spouse or even a boss.
A boss. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So, mm-hmm, you know, it's impossible to prioritize really with your life that if you aren't saying no to things that don't fit with what's really important to you. So that's one reason to set a boundary.
Okay. So did you know that there are different words? Oh, so like, okay, I'll just, there's rigid, rigid boundaries. And those
yes.
are not negotiable.
Right.
Those are, you know, I will not, you know, you get to that line, you're not crossing it. You can't pull me across that line. It's, you know, I found that I had some non-negotiables when I decided to start dating. And
yes,
dinner's ready.
Oh,
you're just getting
it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Keep talking.
So, so I even wrote them down. So I could remind myself these are non-negotiable in case, you know, as I dated somebody, I'm like, okay, you know, he's really, you know, a good person. He's, you know, hardworking and this and that, but he is abusive, you know, that would be one of those situations that you don't want to go against that.
Right.
That list is done and done.
Right.
Well, you set that thing in stone and that's it.
Yeah.
But what was funny is Shane also had a non-negotiable list.
I did too.
And it was, I never in my wildest dreams would have thought that a man would have made a list, but
yeah,
that's important. And those are called rigid.
And it wasn't like I made it up out of my mind. I had it on my phone, and we shared our list together.
Yeah.
And we said, she goes, "Oh, you got? I do too." And I said, like, "Okay, send me yours." Mm-hmm. And she said, "Send me yours." And I said, "Okay."
Yeah.
And our list checked together. Yep. So
it was awesome.
But that was boundaries that we had preset before we even met each other.
Absolutely. And they were rigid. Neither of us negotiated on anything because we said these are non-negotiable.
Yeah.
So then there's clear boundaries. Okay.
Right.
So there's rigid, non-negotiable, and then there's clear boundaries. They're well-defined and communicated. Communicated. It requires a balance between being rigid and being open, which is another way.
Right.
Boundaries. And those are, you set it for that particular moment, or these are, they're really flexible.
Exactly.
And then you have shifting boundaries. Okay. And that's the maybes or the depends, you know. Trying to think of a situation that I would change, not my negotiables, but like my normal. Oh, okay.
Hey, welcome.
Trying to be more spontaneous.
Welcome, Pulse.
Normally, I am very rigid on my plans, but I'm trying to be more spontaneous. So that's a shifting boundary that I'll set.
Right.
Instead of scheduling my fun time.
Right.
Or my, you know, not scheduled time, I'm actually like, okay, as long as I do this today, I don't care what else. I mean, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
You know.
Because I'm a spontaneous guy.
Yes.
I will call and say, pack a bag, we're leaving.
Yeah. Wake me up and say, do you want to go to Vegas and get married?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
That's how it happened.
I am very spontaneous, actually. But I think it through before I do those spontaneous things.
Yes.
So,
but anyway, so rigid.
Yes.
Not negotiable. So once you set a boundary, keep it.
Keep it.
Yes. Make sure your boundaries are clear.
Yep.
People understand what your boundaries are.
Right. It's okay to say no.
Yes.
It is.
Open. That's where you're a little bit more flexible, situational. And then shifting is where you adjust as your relationships grow. You can revise your boundaries.
Right.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yep, another thing, you know, a sign that you need to better boundaries is you take on more tasks than you can handle.
Well, that's part of the can't say no.
Right, can't say no thing.
Hmm.
So you might overestimate how you can accomplish, or your self-worth might depend on being a bit of a superhero. That's a big thing.
Yes.
It's like setting boundaries at work.
Yes.
I think that some of us have learned a lesson here recently that you can't have friends really while you're working. It's okay to
difficult.
Be buddy, but at some point, if you're a person in a position that's higher than them, it makes it very difficult to have to discipline.
It does.
Yeah.
I grew in my career, and I have befriended many in my path, and now they work for me or with me on a regular basis. And some days, I mean, thankfully, the ones I'm closest to, I mean, there's a definite professional and friendship. So that's great.
Yeah.
But I can
it
see
it can work. Yes.
But it's very difficult, but I can see where, you know, befriending somebody at work and then they get into your personal life and then you're like, somebody loses a job or you get divorced and then you got to work with these people.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. If,
you have to set those boundaries.
It feels really terrible when you have to realize what you have to do and they're your friends. So, yeah.
Yep. So, but it's sometimes healthy to set boundaries. But there are there's healthy boundaries, and then there's unhealthy boundaries. So, you know, a healthy boundary.
Yes, Sue, I can know you understand.
A healthy boundary would be definitely communicating your needs and your expectations.
Thank you, Sue.
Because, you know, nobody can read your mind.
Right.
You know, you may act a certain way, but your mind is saying something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just be clear. When you're communicating, that's a healthy boundary. Right. You know, because you're saying what you mean. You mean what you say.
Right. Right.
So.
It goes back to integrity.
Right. Yes. And then, you know, all of this you need to consider the whole time is yourself. You know, set boundaries for yourself.
Right.
Sometimes I have to set personal boundaries so that my work doesn't suffer or my free time isn't taken up too much, or, you know, it's that whole balance. And I think I find those shifting. And I find that's healthy to me.
Right.
Because, you know, I needed to set those boundaries for myself.
Yeah.
So it's a healthy, that was a healthy boundary.
Yeah. So, yeah. And also, a sign that if you apologize for everything that isn't your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you lack boundaries, you might apologize whenever someone's having a hard time, even if it has nothing to do with you. You know,
that's me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that's empathy, or, you know, you've either been there and so you're like, God, I'm really sorry.
Right.
So how do you, I wonder how you have to.
Well, you know, I've worked with a lot of people who have gotten into the habit of apologizing for almost everything they do. And, you know, they say they're sorry before they speak. That's not the way to be.
I see. Okay.
I'm a doormat.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, it's okay. It's okay to set boundaries with that, Shelby. I don't care, even if it's with your husband, your kids, or family.
Or your parents. Parents. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It can be all of the above.
Yeah. My parents used to walk into my house anytime they wanted. You know, finally one day I said, "Don't walk into my house without announcing yourself first, please. That's not your place. I'm sorry."
Right. But I don't even do that. I knock on their door. Why can't you knock on my door?
You gotta knock on the door. But yeah. But it's like, you're right, Miss Sue. It shows lack of confidence in yourself.
Yeah. Always apologizing.
Yep.
I can see that.
Yep.
That's me.
Gotta gain confidence in yourself because your self-worth is integrity.
Right.
You know, always never compromise your self-worth. It's easy to do that when you're in a submissive position.
Right.
And you can't compromise what your own self expectations are, you know, expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think another benefit or healthy of setting these healthy boundaries is, you know, I've already mentioned finding balance in your life. But it's also taking care of yourself better. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all guilty of that.
Welcome, South Falls.
And it also avoids resentment in relationships later. You know, it can be really difficult to set boundaries within like a romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's actually vital to ensure that the relationship is healthy.
Right.
It keeps couples from being codependent.
Yeah.
Where they can't do anything separate.
It's hard for me to stay a week away from you, though.
I know. It is really hard, but you can.
Oh, yeah, I can.
You know, you're not so codependent that I can't even go out of town.
No.
Because,
I can wipe my own ass.
That's so good, honey.
Sorry. That's a quote from, Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Right.
So, like I said, you know, having that, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in that romantic relationship. It doesn't have to be like physical boundaries. You know, I'm going to be in this room and you stay in that room. You know, it can still be, you know, whatever your comfort level is. So, if you just need space, because I know that there's people in my family that if they get up and go to the bathroom, somebody's knocking on the door. It's right. Like, sometimes you just need a second, you know?
So it can not necessarily be, in there going to the bathroom. Right, you just taking a break.
Yes. Yeah. You know, looking in the mirror going, what are you doing? You know, but it can also be intimate or sexual boundaries. So, you know, it's probably, in my opinion, the hardest in a romantic relationship, because you have to share that space with that person in an intimate way, but yet you're still trying to set some boundaries, you know. Now, if it's just time apart, you know, you just talk to each other. Communication is the key on everything. So
you can, you know, sexual boundaries as well. You know, if you don't want to have sex, tell your partner, no, I'm not doing it tonight, you know.
Or public displays of affection.
Yeah. Or that, yeah.
Because it may make you, like, it makes you uncomfortable. So I let you initiate.
Yeah.
I know that sounds, you know, oh, I let you initiate, but I don't want you uncomfortable.
Right. No. Public display. PDA.
Yes, PDA.
It does not bother me that much at all. It just depends on if we're in a crowded area or a sparse area or whatever. But yeah, you know.
But that could be a big thorn. Right. Yeah.
Right. You know, just tell someone how much you like to be touched, you know. Mm-hmm. And of course, we've disclosed before that Lucky's touches one of her. What do you call that?
Love languages.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, but that anyway, but I'm different. But we work it out.
Yeah, you know, I think we're doing okay.
I hold her hand in public when we're in a crowded area because I don't want to get lost or get trampled over. And plus, I can move a crowd pretty quick with my stature.
Yeah.
You know, so
but it just makes me feel safe.
But yeah.
Well, we've talked about that too.
Yes, we have. One thing that maybe a sign that you need to set a better boundary is you complain a lot, complain about someone else a lot,
So you complain about
If you find yourself like complaining about someone a lot, it's a sign that you need better boundaries.
With that person?
If you spend a lot of time talking to your partner about a coworker or someone you dislike. I'm mentioning names. Or you waste a lot of time talking to your mom about how your sister hurts your feelings. Take it as a sign you need to establish some better boundaries.
That you does know? Make sense.
Yeah. Like I have with a coworker. I've set my boundaries.
Yes.
Out that, but he still pisses me off. I can't, you know, anyway.
Not every day.
Yeah, I might, you know, I might need to time boundaries where I tell someone you can help, but only for an hour. So.
Right. So you definitely need to set those boundaries at work too. Take breaks from each other. I know you don't just sit around the shop anymore for your break. You actually go for a walk or take your vehicle and go down the road.
Or you might need to better financial boundaries where you tell your siblings or your parents or your kids you aren't going to loan them money anymore.
You just don't have it.
Yeah. You know. You got to send that signal, and you just got to be firm with it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. And that's where that rigid boundary comes in play.
Yeah.
You know, you are the one that can make that rigid and non-negotiable.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. I need that.
Yeah. And don't speak to someone else's level either. You know,
yeah.
Oh, I can't beat them. So I'm going to comfortably, you know, join them. You know, attitude. Well, you know what? You're in charge of your life, so you got to set that boundary with yourself as well, not just other people.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, one thing, you know, there's all types of boundaries, right? But boundaries keep us safe as well. Oh. You know, it keeps your mental wellness safe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's right.
Right.
You want to make sure that those boundaries are, you know, something that's going to benefit you.
Right. You know, like Ms. Sue said, some boundaries were set in previous relationships. And don't be afraid to change those boundaries, though, because if they're not good boundaries, then they're unhealthy as well.
Right. For sure. So why do you think it's so hard to set boundaries?
Why is it hard for it's not hard for me to set boundaries? You know that.
Well,
I can set boundaries like pretty quick.
Why is it so hard for people like me?
I don't
to
know
set
why
boundaries?
Why is it so hard for your people like our listeners? You know, I think it is the feeling of rejection is one.
Being a people pleaser.
Yeah, being a people pleaser. And two, that it makes you feel good if you can, it makes a person feel good if they can do that, you know, please somebody else.
Right. Well, it increases their self-esteem, but it definitely.
It destroys them in the same sense, though.
I mean, self-worth that we've talked about.
Yeah. You lower yourself to their expectations.
But then you're depriving yourself
of
in the process. Of your own, you're depleting it on your own because you're taking on too much and you're not setting healthy boundaries.
Exactly.
Sometimes you gotta stick up and stand up for yourself to be healthy.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. That goes to the emotional mental boundaries, right? You know, I mean, sometimes emotional or mental boundaries protect your right to have your own feelings and thoughts, to not have your feelings criticized or invalidated, and not to take care of other people's feelings. Emotional boundaries, you know, that goes to the emotional boundaries.
Right.
Yep.
Those are probably the really hard ones to set.
Yeah, the emotional ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. There's been times, that I haven't been able to set a boundary with some things, and I've seen Lucky maybe not set boundaries with people, but she's learned to bring out her inner Beth in some situations.
Yellowstone reference.
Right.
Welcome back,
Oz.
So just, you know, like, just to kind of summarize some tips on how to set healthy boundaries. You can actually make a list, handwrite or type it out or put it in your notes on your phone, but make a list of your most important priorities. Pay attention to your intuition. A lot of people ignore their own intuition. Assume responsibility for your needs. Make yourself a priority. Practice
Welcome
saying...
Welcome to Susie. Sorry to see you.
Oh, hi, Miss Susie. Practice saying no. Take something small and, you know, just say, okay, from now on, I'm not going to, if I'm out and I'm on my way home, I'm not going to go back out for something somebody needs at the last drop of the hat. Just something that small.
Right.
Practice saying no.
Right. It's okay.
Use I statements to help communicate your needs.
Right. Just give them the stink eye. That's what I'm saying.
Avoid excessive apologizing. Be consistent with implementing your boundaries. If you've set them, be consistent with how you take care of that.
It's like disciplining your children.
Yeah.
Just be consistent.
Expect discomfort. Because all of this is going to be a big change. Continuously remind yourself of the benefits because you're setting these boundaries. Be clear and firm in your communication with others.
Right.
Avoid getting angry, even at yourself.
Right.
Be respectful to other people, but be confident.
Right, right.
Because exactly. you're setting new boundaries, and they're going to take it. They're not going to be happy with it.
Right.
Most of the time. Write down and visualize things that you will not tolerate. Make that rigid boundaries list.
Right.
Take time for yourself. Set some boundaries so that you have self-care, whether it's just hot going bath. Hot bath. About dated myself. I was going to say, go to the video store and watch a movie and come home. You know, make a nail appointment if you're into that, male or female.
Right.
Do something for yourself so that you're investing time for yourself. And only offer what you have.
Welcome to Caridia.
Or what you want to give.
Yes.
Don't give more than you have to offer. You know, right. Don't put yourself in a negative in right. order to give
if
somebody
you, if you something work 10 want. Hours a day and then you come home and cook dinner and clean the house and then someone needs you to one of your family members needs you to go to the store for them because they don't have time because they've been at the casino all day. Don't do it.
No.
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, another thing, a sign you need better boundaries is if you feel powerless, you know, a lack of boundaries can make you feel like you have zero power over your time or your money or your life. If you're feeling like that, take a step back and look at your boundaries because you'll likely find that setting a few boundaries will empower you to regain control of your life.
And then that improves that self-esteem and that self-worth.
That, yes, it goes back to that.
Yeah, yes.
Definitely.
And then you treat other people better and because your confidence is higher. It just
welcome clean
boundaries. Who knew?
Right.
Right.
Yep. There's also spiritual or religious boundaries as well.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. Spiritual boundaries, you know, spiritual.
Spiritual.
Yeah. Protect your right to believe in what you want and worship as you wish and practice as your spiritual or religious beliefs.
That rings true to myself because back in the 70s when I was my mom belonged to a church and it was a Pentecostal church. And so my mom had us three girls, her three daughters, go to church with her, but my dad did not go.
Right.
He believed in God, but he didn't believe in religion and the church as the establishment and things like that. But he would come if we had like special programs or whatever, you know, he wasn't. But a Pentecostal church, that's pretty out there.
Yeah.
It's not just a non-denominational, you know, a lot of rigid rules and, you know, things. And it was difficult probably between my parents.
I'm not putting them down, but those jeans hurts, you know.
That's the closest we could get to wearing jeans. but there were restrictions on how long they had to be and how high waisted they were because they couldn't accentuate anything. And it just all this rules anyway. So it must've been really difficult between my parents because my mom is being told that it's a sin to be, you know, with or friends or whatever with sinners, and her husband doesn't go to our church, you know. So they probably set those boundaries early in their relationship, you know.
Yeah, I could see that.
To say, okay, I'm
going. I didn't know your dad, but I know your mother, so I could see that.
You know, I'm going to go to church with these girls. I'm not going to force you, and I'm not going to preach at you, and I'm not going to make you feel bad because of your beliefs. So they may have set that boundary because I never recall them talking about religion or nothing. Mom never made dad, you know, well, you're a sinner. You're going to go, you know, like we would hear at church, you know. So they might, they probably did set that boundary.
And see, in my house, it was the exact opposite. My dad was the one that, you know, you're going to church regardless. I don't care if you're running 102 fever and you're bleeding from your eyeballs, get in the truck, we're going. you know, and my mom was the one that, you know, was very relaxed, and, you know, she, I mean, she believes in God and everything, but she was just not, you know, she didn't like that particular church.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think it's okay to be okay like that. Each person to their own.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and that's like the story you told me about you not being at the same religion as your mother and father.
When I was younger, I went to church and their church. And when I got a little bit older, about 11 or 12, I told them I didn't exactly respect their teachings. And my parents said, okay, that's fine. You go to 10 different denominations
and see
how you feel. So she allowed me to do that, and I did, and I didn't find anything I was really comfortable with. It's not that I don't believe in God. I do that. I have my own personal relationship, so I just do how I do. But I didn't have to go to church after that, and I was good with it. They were good with it, but at least I went out and tried to find those, you know.
You got to experience some
interesting. Well, that's a whole conversation.
I don't think you went to a temple, but
I've been around.
I think that makes a big difference, you know, when you're raising children, that, you know, when it comes that time, that you let them pick their own.
Because don't force it.
All three of us girls, none of us go to church. None of us raised our kids in church. I know there's, you know, like Shane said, that's a whole nother story, or a whole nother show.
Welcome, James.
But all three of us still believe, but I don't, I know out of our kids, there's four of them. One of my sisters, definitely her son believes.
Yeah.
For sure. But her daughter is completely opposite. Completely.
Yeah. Not believes, just believes in going to a religious,
Well, just believes in God.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That's what I said. I mean, the three of us girls, none of us go to church, and then our kids, we never made our kids go to church.
We don't believe in God.
No, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right. Right.
But I'm not sure about my other nephew. I think he might waver. And honestly, I don't know about what my son, because I've never forced him to go to church. I have never really talked to him about what he thinks. So that's kind of making me think I should, but, you know, have a
Tick day with him chat, or something. You know, in the chat that she was brought up Opus Dei, which is very, very strict religion. And she couldn't, you know, had no choice till she moved to the USA. So, yeah. But anyway, on that point.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Religious is
one. Boy, we got off on that one. Sorry.
And it's okay. You know, you have boundaries that, like.
Financial?
Yeah.
Financial boundaries.
Yeah, the financial boundaries. Here, I'm going to let you take that one for a second. I have to check on this dinner.
Okay.
Just give me a second.
Okay, I'll just keep going. So you did talk about financial and material boundaries?
Kind of.
Okay.
That
actually, if you set healthy boundaries, will protect your family's financial situation, the resources, your assets, things like that. I have had ups and I have self-diagnosed OCD. Okay. If you hear my family, they're like, oh my gosh, you know, I can hear them now. You are totally OCD. but I also sometimes, and I feel like I have these, almost like a compulsion. And I used to spend a lot of money on crap I didn't need. If I got an idea in my head, like I got this idea that we bought a little pop-up camper. Okay. Well, we were going to totally redo the whole interior. So I went and bought material and pillows and all new dishes and stuff that, you know, had this theme, this color scheme through it. And We didn't hardly use half of it. We did move that stuff, most of the dishes and things like that, into the second camper that I bought. Didn't need, it just, you know, I had these compulsions. My sisters, mm-hmm. I know, are just sitting there going, yep, definitely does. And so I had to set financial boundaries with myself, because just because I could spend the money doesn't mean you have to spend the money. Mm-hmm. And I found myself a little bit over my head in debt and some things like that. So now that I have set those financial boundaries, I am working towards setting up my life for retirement at this point. And I'm very happy. Of course, I've had Shane's help, you know. But yeah, I don't need all that crap. You know, it's like, right. I'm actually ready to get rid of some more crap. So
yeah.
Another healthy boundary is setting time boundaries.
Right.
And, you know, leaving yourself time for yourself. Reserving time in your evenings just for family time, mm-hmm. emails at work, huh?
Podbean time
in the evenings, yes. You know, we have a boundary on our time that we can't do late night stuff unless it's the weekend and right. we've had a nap. I mean, how sad is that? But that's our life.
No, you know? I'm the same way. Right, I'm back. The same way.
So we have to set those time boundaries. We'll do the downloads and listen in, wishing we were there to have the laugh with the rest of them. But
right.
Right.
And then sometimes you set conversational boundaries.
Susie, we'll right. keep you in mind. She asked if we had any good stuff. They wanted to get rid of because they got a house to fill.
Oh, hey. Yes, actually, I could. I got quite a bit.
Yep.
She's got the hookup for you.
Yes, I forgot. So the conversational boundaries, I find that on Podbean, we all do that, because on the morning shows, like the old man show,
yeah.
we reserve those colorful words for colorful words. Later or somebody else's show. Right, that is, right. it's more appropriate. Right, so right. setting conversational boundaries is okay too. And you learn other people's. And again, it doesn't have to be verbal, because you just know when somebody is comfortable with language.
Right.
Bad language or mm-hmm. not, you know. I don't cuss around my mom, but she cusses. You know,
she does,
but I don't cuss around her, or try not to. I guess I am a little bit more than, oh, my other sister. She won't even say poop. She gets embarrassed just to say poop. I mean, she's so cute. I love her.
Yeah. Fuck that. Oh, excuse me. Did that come out?
It did. Your bubble popped.
Yeah, my bubble popped.
And, you know, another reason that setting boundaries is difficult is because sometimes it can bring up bad memories, bad ideas, bad trauma,
oh, yeah.
exposure to trauma. You know,
like,
if
know,
you fail.
Past relationships.
You, yes. You know, if you set a boundary and it doesn't happen, or you allow it to slip right. or whatever, don't consider that a failure, you know, but that kind of ties into that low self-esteem. Not feeling good. I know it's very difficult to get over that fear that you're going to get rejected, or somebody's going to be mad at you, or sometimes that's overpowering and you
right.
can't say no just because you love that person. You want to show them your love by saying, yes, I will take on all of this.
Right.
All the time, because I love you, you know, right, it's just right. whatever that thing is. And it's like, I don't have 5 minutes to make a phone call, but
yeah.
I do it.
I'll do it anyway.
Because right. you love somebody.
Yeah, but if you do that, you're just going to wear yourself out quicker and get all them gray hairs quicker. Like,
okay, I'm listening to what you're saying, so I kids, will start practicing saying no.
You know. No. Oh, no. Whoa, no.
You'll have to download and re-listen to what I was saying.
I just heard that.
will start practicing my boundaries and say no.
Y'all are just too cute. Stop.
It'll never come to that.
In all seriousness, if it starts to become a struggle, if it starts to bring you down, if it starts to interfere with relationships, your boundaries may be too rigid. Mm-hmm. Your boundaries may not be healthy boundaries. And sometimes you may just have to seek help if it gets to that point that you're not functioning well. It's okay to seek help. And it doesn't have to be professional help. Just, you know, sometimes venting to a friend.
Call a friend.
Yeah. Going to the video store and renting a sad movie.
Eating a gallon of ice cream.
Exactly. Yes. No. I mean, sometimes you have to accept the failures, and because that's leading you to the path you're supposed to be on.
That's right. It leads you to greatness.
It does.
It does. Failures do that. Yeah. Sometimes you have to cut off unhealthy relationships, like Miss Susie says. Mm-hmm. And then Miss Sue OUK says common sense is a lot to do with it, and no selfishness in a relationship. Sure. So, yep, true story. If anybody has anything they want to call in and add, they're welcome to.
Yeah.
We're welcome to guest on here and talk and anything else you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Look what we have tonight. The Pulse.
We have the Pulse Variety Show. Tonight
with Denali Brett and Tucson Scott and the great executive producer,
Miss Susie.
Miss Susie. Yeah.
Good to have you back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very well. And also, I'm going to go ahead and push this because for some reason, our little computer thing here did not want to take a charge, so I might have to go out and spend some money.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on with it. You guys can leave your comments at 620@gmail.com. And I'd like to welcome, we have UK, Sweden, downloads, Germany, Australia. What's this other one? I can't read here.
Canada.
And Mexico. And I think we picked another one up. I seen there was, I said Sweden. That's right.
It's Sweden.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's Miss Susie say? Welcome, Cass.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I bet I done it wrong.
What's that?
620HH Patio.
That's right. Thank you. If you have a request, you can reach us there.
We're thinking if we get enough requests, we could do one a month. If you have anything, I think I speak for Shane. Started the show, I needed some shows to kind of get under my belt to kind of feel more comfortable. I still get jitters, so, you know, if this is our 9th show, 10th show, whatever, it's going to happen, so we might as well really get into the nitty-gritty, so no topic is off-limits?
No, yeah, we can do topics, yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, if they have a request, no topics are off-limits, is what I'm saying, they can request anything.
Yeah, we can do it, whatever you want,
yeah, whatever
sexual
you want.
Favors. Whatever. We can throw it out there.
We won't come do the sexual favors, but we'll talk about things.
I have a good one. So I will email that request to you.
Awesome.
Miss Sue has a request on narcissistic relationships.
So that's a very good one. Sam.
That is a good one.
Yeah, that's Sue UK.
Thank you, Sue.
Don't forget to check out Sue UK's show.
Yes.
She throws out
a great music
show, and sometimes you can listen to people get fired and bitched at.
Yes, I heard her.
It's awesome.
Yes.
I really love it.
I've learned a few of what her work boundaries are.
That's right.
I'm like, man, I want to be more like her.
And Miss Susie says, who needs Dr. Ruth? We have Dr. Shane and Dr. Cindy.
Thank you, Susie.
Yeah, just a very quick reminder out there: we are not doctors. And if you need,
yes, I was like, "Where's my disclaimer?"
Here's our disclaimer: don't call somebody that is.
Shoot, we didn't read this.
That's why you didn't read it tonight.
Seek help from people that are trained professionals that can assist you.
There you go.
Yeah.
But anyway, so if you liked, hey, please hit the hearts, like, follow our show, and our fan club is absolutely free.
No,
please. And I will keep it free forever. I think so. That's what we're going to do.
That'll work.
Don't forget to download our past episodes, and you can email us. So, with that being said, don't forget, Laguna Knot Media has coming up. The Pulse Variety Show with Denali Brett and Tucson Scott coming up at 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central.
Tonight.
And you guys can figure that out on the rest of the times. I'm not going to go there because the best time, prime time, is Central time.
Central time.
With that being said, if you must smoke, smoke a salmon.
Smoke a salmon.
And we're out of here.
Go Chiefs.